This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour five of the GBAG Nation Rangers baseball tonight. Pregame's coming up at 6:30. Jared Sandler's going to jump on here in just a couple of minutes. We'll chat with him. Brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing, his Rangers preview. Nico Harrison did a season-ending press conference for the Dallas Mavericks today. A lot of interesting things he had to say. Does not see anything changing with the core 7 to 8 players. I took his words as being very confident. So all signs pointing towards they understand how important it is to bring back Derek Jones Jr., and perhaps they believe that is likely one way or another. And that's step one. You know, step one is making sure you're as good as you were last year. That would do it. And then, you know, step two, at least from a personnel standpoint, can you get somebody else to give you a Drew Holiday type of player? And then, you know, internal improvement. And that's perhaps the most exciting thing right now is how much better is Derek Lively going to be? And can Omax Prosper, who just is dripping with talent and athleticism, can he work himself into a spot where he can get on the court next year and you know, maybe give you another one of those big defensive wings? And he would have even more skill. Like, offensively, you know, he can kind of make things happen a little bit. Nico did say he expects Luka to play in the Olympics as long as he can walk. He's going to be going out there for his country. He says it's one of the most fun things that guys do. That's definitely understandable. But said as well, this is interesting. Do you guys take this as an explanation for what we saw at the end? Maybe they got wore out from having to play basically intense playoff basketball just to avoid the play-in. He circled the date March 7th as kind of when their playoffs started.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that. I think it's more of an excuse than anything. Everybody else still had to play this. It's like the same amount of games in terms of regular season. I guess your intensity had to be up a little bit more. So I buy it to some extent, but I think that's probably a little bit overstated.
Yeah, I think it wouldn't just have happened so suddenly. You looked great eliminating Minnesota, and then you had tons of days off. I think, you know, better teams can put you out of position just a little bit in ways that put you under pressure, and now everything's just a little less accurate, you know, as far as your finishing or, you know, your possession. The turnovers just skyrocketed, you know, through the, at least when that series was still in jeopardy. So I think, you know, maybe there's something to the tiredness of Luka not being able to shake things, and as things went on, he was maybe getting a little bit more tired, but... You know, by and large, you know, you look just fine in eliminating Minnesota, and I think Boston was just the better team. But it says this team is just about getting 10% to 15% better. Could you do that with what you have on the roster right now, Brian? Can you get that much internal improvement, or do we need somebody else?
You guys are talking about Prosper and stuff like that. That to me seems like where they're going to start first. And then what kind of deals can he make? Will somebody be willing to move on from a guy? And do you have enough assets to do it? So I think he's going to look at the guys that were DNPs on that bench and say, okay, which of these young guys can we maybe develop? And, you know, the possibility, of losing an assistant coach too. This could
maybe
be
even two assistant coaches.
Yeah, I mean that's something that you never want to lose that coaching staff, especially if you've been in the championship. But it always happens. But I think the improvement that they're going to likely have is on their own what they currently have, and can they navigate another deal? Is there something on draft night or something that they can do to put themselves in a position to get a player or move some of their players to get a pick to get a player?
Yeah, I mean, teams aren't throwing around first-round picks anymore, so if you're willing to do both those picks with Hardy or Green and a Hardaway Jr. contract, I think they could get a very nice player. We'll talk more about that as the offseason is definitely underway now in the association as we hit midseason in Major League Baseball. Jared Sandler joins us now here. His Ranger preview is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good evening, Jared. How you doing out there?
Guys, I'm great. Hopefully this is a beginning of a nice series for the Rangers. They certainly need it.
Yeah, and an opportunity here against the Royals, just in general, a pretty good team, maybe not a strong contender right now, but you could have success against this Kansas City team. How's the pitching matchups look for the weekend?
Well, the Rangers luck out in that they're going to miss the two best pitchers for Kansas City, Seth Lugo and Cole Reagan, so they're not going to have to face those guys. Now, that's not to say that the other guys the Royals are throwing out there are chop liver. Brady Singer, former first-round pick, is a really good pitcher. And then Alec Marsh, who's going to throw on Sunday. I mean, he's someone who's going to give you a competitive start. But the Rangers did get some fortune, though, because, you'd like to avoid Lugo with the year he's having. You'd like to avoid Reagans, especially because Reagans is a lefty. And just on the surface, the Rangers have obviously struggled against lefties, but the Rangers aren't going to have to face either of those guys.
Jared, we've talked a lot about the Rangers' offensive struggles, but I saw an article in The Athletic today. All the offensive numbers across Major League Baseball are down, and it's by a pretty significant margin. I mean, is there anything that can justify this?
Yeah, I mean, they are down. And I know we've talked about, what the league average for batting average or slugging or OPS or on base, how they compare. And yeah, I mean, it's significant. There are theories, there are conspiracy theories. I know some people will tell you they think it's because Juan Soto is about to be a free agent and they'd like to limit his production so that maybe he doesn't get as much money. I don't know how much I buy that because I feel like Juan Soto is going to get a big-time contract no matter what. But what we do know is that Major League Baseball has altered the balls in the past. And why? I don't know that we've ever gotten a good answer. If they're going to do it, I feel like there's got to be a little more candor and transparency with it. When the NBA changed the ball, was it 3-4 years ago, whenever it was, and it got horrible reviews, they switched back after like a month into the season, right? Major League Baseball just kind of silently does whatever they want to do with the ball, and what sucks is that you end up talking about the baseball and not the players, right? And what other sport other than Deflategate and other than that 1 month stretch in the NBA do we really talk about that? I don't recall ever, talking about the puck and the way the puck is moving on the ice compared to previous years. No, we're talking about Jason Robertson. We're talking about Joe Pavelski. We're talking about Tyler Seguin. In the NBA, how often do we talk about the ball? Almost never, right, other than that stretch. Football, same thing, other than Deflategate. Maybe we talk about how the kickers and punters, they got their own balls. It's not necessarily the same ball that the quarterback's going to use. But, I mean, we're not really talking about that a ton. Why is it that this sport can't figure that out? Why do we have so much attention on the baseball? It makes no sense. And clearly the baseball's not caring the way that it has in the past. And, again, I don't know why. I don't know what. But there is absolutely a difference. The data, the metrics back it up, because a ball with a certain exit velocity at a certain launch angle is not traveling as much feet. You're not covering as much distance as it has in the past. And so it makes no sense, but it is just a reality of the situation.
Jared Sandler is spitting fire, and we have one more segment coming up, pregame at 6:30. What do we know about this weekend's return of Max Scherzer, question mark? That's coming up next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rips, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Nation. We're chatting with Jared Sandler here about Rangers baseball. It's brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call for your free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com.
Hey, Jared, question. Wyatt Langford playing now more in the field, do you feel like that's helped him with the hitting we've seen him by being the everyday player, not sitting on the bench, but actually playing in the field?
Yeah, it's tough to know how much of it is that versus just general growth, but I don't think you could ignore that at all. We've heard a lot of players talk about how playing in the field helps keep them engaged. It helps keep their body engaged in a different way. Maybe it prevents them from overdoing things, overthinking, overswinging in between at bats. You know, when you're a DH, you have your bat, and then you can basically go and probably hit in the cage for 40 minutes if you want. And you might in the moment feel like, oh, this is, I'm just trying to get my swing right. Or one more round. Give me a good round. I want to end on a good round or end on a good swing. And then next thing you know, you're wearing yourself out. And you don't even realize it, right?
Right.
I don't know that Wyatt was doing any of that at all. We've heard a lot of players talk about how DHing is an adjustment and you've got to get used to it. You got to figure out your routine. And for a guy like Wyatt Langford who's never had to deal with that, perhaps it was an adjustment. So maybe there's a direct correlation. Maybe it's partial. It's definitely not something that you can ignore. There's no doubt about it.
What can you tell us about Max Scherzer and Josh Jung while we're at it?
Yeah, so Josh is coming back to the Metroplex for reevaluation. He was up, at a rehab assignment, and I think he was in Northern California, if I'm not mistaken, was the last stop. But so Josh is going to come back. He's going to, I guess the Rangers are going to decide at that point where he's at. Now this is, I guess I should make this clear, this is a good thing, right? They're going to see where he is. Does he need more rehab or can he be activated? So I guess they're going to just maybe take a look at the condition and get their own eyes on him before they make that decision. But it seems like he's close. With Max Scherzer, I'm not totally sure. It wasn't given a terribly clear answer as to why that Saturday start isn't going to take place, but it could be Sunday. So they're going to see how he feels tomorrow. It could just potentially making sure that first start after working his tail off to get back to a point where he's ready, that he's rested enough and ready to go. Sunday's a potential launch date for Max. If not, then you'd figure it's going to happen here on this road trip.
How good is this Royals team? They've been kind of surprising people this year.
Yeah, so they're not. It's not an apples-to-apples comparison with the Rangers by any means, but they're like a year ahead, right? I think when the Rangers were at this point of the season last year, people thought, well, the Rangers, the way they're performing, they're a year ahead. And I think that some people would say the same about the Royals, even though they've sort of come back down to earth just a little bit. But it's a fun, exciting, young, athletic team. It kind of fits the brand of Royals baseball. And then they've got a superstar in Bobby Witt Jr. And then the other thing is they had a great offseason. They maybe didn't make the big-time, big-dog signing, but they made a lot of moves that are contributing to what they're doing this year. Mentioned Seth Lugo. He's one of them. Again, thankfully, the Rangers aren't going to have to face him. He's been one of the better starting pitchers in the American League. But they did a really nice job. J.J. Piccolo, who's their GM, really took charge this offseason and made a lot of shrewd moves to help put them in a position to compete for a playoff spot.
Where's Eovaldi in the context of coming back and being an ace and all that? Excited to see him pitch again.
Well, he's looked really good. His last start maybe wasn't his best. It just seemed like he didn't quite have it all together against Seattle. But, overall, In his three previous starts since coming back from injury, he had allowed five runs in like 18 innings, and you know, he's looking sharp. So overall, I mean, he's got an ERA just a tick above three, striking out more than a batter per inning. Opposing hitters are hitting just barely over 200 against him. He's, you know, he's looked like a big game Nate for sure, and it's his bobblehead night tonight. So
let's go.
Actually, no, it's not. I just have it laying around. I'm sorry. Yeah. I apologize.
It was for you. Thank you, Jared. Have a great night. Have a good weekend. There
you
he
too.
Goes. He's at Jared Sandler on X, a must follow for Rangers fans everywhere. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. Carter Freeman coordinating your video 105 through thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks to Wolchuk and Chia Follow and, of course, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till Monday at 2, see Wild. Join us at 4:20. You're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.